Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I know it's Friday, but I've stolen Friday, free-for-all Friday from you. I've taken it back because I have some folks I want to share with you today, and I think you're going to enjoy this, and I think you're going to reap some benefits from it. So I'm going to back up, and I'm going to explain just a little bit some things that I have mentioned to you before. God created man. Man created the state, and the state created the feds. And it is in this order we should be governed. God is number one, man is number two, the states are number three, and yes, those D.C. occupiers, the feds, they are at the bottom of this totem pole at number four. Our nation is now, as I term it, quoting a Berenstain Bears book, because I was a mother and I read to my children all the time, we as a nation are inside, outside, upside down. When we try to ignore, distort, or rewrite our past, we most certainly limit and manipulate our future. Liberal, progressive, socialists, believers in big government continue to change the meaning of words in our language, and sovereignty is now a dirty word. Well, sovereignty is the power of a state to do everything necessary to govern itself, such as making, executing, and applying laws, imposing and collecting taxes, making war and peace, and forming treaties or engaging in commerce with foreign nations. We are a sovereign people. We were designed to be a sovereign people, sovereign individuals, then sovereign states, and then a sovereign nation. So a nation that is with sovereign people, each of the 50 states should be sovereign, they're supposed to be, and lastly, a sovereign nation. Well, we can ask our brothers and sisters still living on the reservation how well the sovereignty that they were given has been respected. States' rights are important, and they're vital to a free nation, an independent nation, a sovereign nation. As fate would have it, it's been well over a year ago that I attempted to contact these two gentlemen I'm going to introduce to you today, the Kennedy twins. At that time, I was informed of their book, The South Was Right. However, we weren't able to connect for some reason. My message was lost and I failed to follow up. However, like I said, as fate would have it, earlier this week, we connected. Ron and Donnie Kennedy were born and reared in Mississippi. They both received bachelor degrees from the University of Louisiana. Ron holds a degree in health administration from Tulane. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. University in New Orleans, Louisiana. And Donnie is a graduate of Charlotte Memorial Medical Center School of Anesthesia in Charlotte, North Carolina. They were both, for some reason, we're going to find out today, moved to be authors. I would assume after visiting with them on the phone that educating Americans regarding the truth of states' rights and our Constitution is their goal. Our Constitution, which is a contract between the people and the elected, we the people being the authors and the holders of that document, the elected being the ones supposedly held to honor that contract, the Constitution. Most Americans know or understand very little about our governance and the extreme significance of our Constitution, the rule of law, and states' rights, sovereignty. So today I welcome to you the Kennedy twins, Ron and Donnie. You know, I've got them on the phone. I know when you look them in the eye, you can't hardly tell who they are, but I'm going to have trouble enough on the phone. We welcome you to CSC Talk Radio. How are you today?
Oh, this is Ron. I'm down in South Louisiana, and I'm doing a lot better than my twin brother up in North Louisiana, who's recovering from laryngitis. He had a big speech almost over in Texas last night. He did managed to make it, but we're both doing great. Donald, are you on the line?
Absolutely, and I just want to shout a big amen to everything Miss Beth has said so far. If it gets any better, I'm going to have a shouting fit up here in North Louisiana.
Well, now I have to tell you guys, I was reading all your bio and everything, and you have been, it says the Kennedy twins have been interviewed on numerous talk shows, including Colonel Oliver North's radio show, Bill Maher's show, Politically Incorrect, BBC and French National TV, and look at you today. You finally made the big time on CSC Talk Radio.
Absolutely. It took us forever to get there, but we finally made it.
All it took was a phone call. I appreciate it. Now, I actually, when I tried to contact you a while back, it was because you wrote the book, The South Was Right. And, you know, I was visiting with you on the phone, and I told you that, my maiden name, and they kind of perked up their ears when they found out my maiden name is Sumter. That's a well-known name in the South.
Amen.
And those of you who don't realize that, that is the Brigadier General Thomas Sumter, who fought in the Revolutionary mm-hmm. War. And they have a fort that got demolished. We won't talk about that. But that was named after him. I actually went down there to see Uncle's fort. He's a fifth-grade uncle, or so I'm told that he's my fifth-grade uncle. And so I wanted to talk about that, but now you've got a new book that really intrigues me, Punished with Poverty. Now, I don't know where to start here with you guys, so let me start with Ron. And explain why, maybe, can you speak for your brother, why you both started writing such books as you do?
Hey, he always talks for Donnie, so why not let him talk now for it?
All right. Go ahead, Ron.
Well, listen, if I owe anybody money, it's Donnie's fault, so y'all go collect the money for him.
Well, we'll talk about that later.
We've had a lot of fun as identical twins, but growing up in Mississippi, we always heard the stories about the war, and you go to our family cemetery there in the community where we were raised, and there's a spot reserved for both Dahl and I, and I'm sure that's a lot of folks that look forward to us filling those spots. But anyway, our father is there, and our grandfather, and then right above that, our great-grandfather, and his tombstone is marked 38th Mississippi Infantry, CSA. And the stories that we heard growing up from our great aunts and grandparents was a lot different than the stories that we read or the history we read in our textbooks that were published up north. So it sort of intrigued us, and it set us on a mission to tell the story. The South Was Right is just simply a story of what a Confederate soldier would be telling you why people who were not slave owners, 80% of more were not owners of slaves, were not part of the plantation system, why they were willing to fight against overwhelming odds. And the truth is that they were fighting to be free, the same reason the American Patriots fought against the British when the colonies seceded from Great Britain. In our book, Punished with Poverty, we take it one step further to demonstrate how the South and the Southern people were intentionally impoverished by the federal empire. And we make the point that the American right of local self-government, home rule, states' rights, that's so important, state sovereignty that was so important, was destroyed by Lincoln and the Republican Party through invasion, conquest, and occupation of the South. It was violently replaced. It violently replaced the constitutional republic of republics that the founders gave us and gave us an empire. And the sad thing is that even the descendants of the men who wore the blue in that great war are now suffering, as well as Southerners, a federal empire that rules over us. And if you don't think that's the case, all you have to do is look at California's vote, for instance.
Okay.
When the people of California voted for the defense of marriage, and that marriage was between man and woman, and the federal empire overruled it. So we now are suffering.
We're going into a break, too. We're suffering by the clock. We're going into a break. I'm going to wait just a little bit until we kind of get introduced before I get the phone lines. And Ron and Donnie and Beth Ann will be right back. Thank you.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Winter and holidays are upon us. The seasons change, but Tupperware savings stay the same. Tupperware for gifts, Tupperware for sharing and carrying your food to a party or gatherings of friends as you beat those winter blahs. Did you ever consider a Tupperware container as your gift box? Put your favorite party snack inside and wrap it up with a bow and go. Tupperware is no stranger at parties. Cook it, share it, serve it, store it up for later. The seasons change. Are you cooking up a pot of soup? Freeze half the batch and have an easy meal on a lazy winter day. My friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Seasons change, but Tupperware's high-quality lifetime guarantee stays the same. Storing, transporting, gifts, saving money, saving time, or a career opportunity you control. Beth will help you gift, go, save, and start a career. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Ron and Donna Kennedy. They wrote the book, Punished with Poverty. They wrote the book, The South Was Right. They wrote the book, Why Not Freedom? They wrote the book. I can go on and on and on. We're pushing the book today, which is their newest book, and that is Punished with Poverty. Now, as we were going into that break, you were talking about the vote in California over marriage. Well, that's not the first time. You know, there was a day when you didn't have to pay the state to get married. You didn't have to buy a license. There was that day, you know, somebody just wrote it down in the family Bible and they had a witness and that was a done deal. But that's not the case anymore. Ron, you want to go ahead and finish what you're saying?
That's certainly true. Unfortunately, I don't think government has marriage is a sacrament of the church. I don't think government should have anything to do with it. But that's well beyond what we were talking about in both The South Was Right and Punish the Poverty. But we wanted to make the point, and this is something that was impressed upon us from our earliest beginning as children. I can still remember my grandparents talking about how important it was to tell the truth about that war, about how, just like Vice President Alexander Stevens said in 1868, 3 years after the war had been unfortunately ended with unfortunate results for the South. But he said, the cause of the South is now the cause of all Americans. Now, what was he talking about? He wasn't talking about the cause of slavery. No, he was talking about the cause of states' rights, the right of home rule, of self-government, the right of we the people, the sovereign state, to be the ultimate judge as to whether or not a federal act is pursuant to the Constitution.
Go ahead.
Okay. No, go ahead. I didn't want to leave too much dead space on here. You go ahead.
You go ahead, Donnie. I want you to join in.
Well, I was just thinking that, like Alexander Stevens, Vice President of the Confederacy, noted that this now is the cause of all. Now, you could be living in Nebraska, and this big, uncontrollable federal government is just a big monkey on your back as if you were living in Alabama. So the point is, we've got to come to a situation where we, as people who believe in liberty and freedom, can reinstitute a system whereby we, the people at the local level, we rule the government. The government doesn't rule us. Look at the Declaration of Independence. It clearly put government under the people. Today, even with a Trump in office, today, government is over the people. We need real states' rights. And Punished with Poverty and every other of the Kennedy Brothers' books, we're talking about how do we get back to that situation where government fears us and we don't fear the government.
Well, we have to wake everyone up first. And the truth is the best way for us to fight. Truth, educate, and activate is what I like to say. I was writing down as you were talking about, because I deal with property rights. Probably the only talk show that is actually a defender of property rights. So therefore, I am an advocate for the ranchers and the farmers, the independent ranchers and the farmers, the agriculture in this land. And, you know, it all started with agriculture. It all started with trade, and it's no different now. So we have EPA and BLM, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and the U.S. Forest Service. We have all these things. This bureaucracy, which I claim to be taxation without representation, they get assigned to these posts in the bureaucrats, and then they start making decisions, you know, of what we should do. And so you have to have a permit to do this, a license to do that. And it's basically, it's an extortion.
Well, exactly. That's what you get when you have a government that's run amok, that you cannot control the government. And that's why, as you say, educate, motivate, organize for the point where we can get back to where we have real states' rights. And I challenge people to take a look at the Kennedy Brothers' books, because there's a difference between state privileges and states' rights. Today, Missouri exercise state privileges. It cannot exercise state rights because sovereignty now belongs to the politicians and bureaucrats in Washington, D.C., not with the people in Missouri.
Well, I'm a Missourian. I hate to hear that, but it is the truth. It is the truth. I mentioned in, I wrote an ad for y'all, and I mentioned in that ad, dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. I don't even think people understand. I did a dramatic reading of the Declaration of Independence for the 4th of July this year, and I'll send it to you. I'll send you the MP3 file. But my fear is, and I believe I believe I'm almost 100% true, not 100%, because we know we have that 3%. We have that 3% yet. But I believe that the American people have lost the understanding, and they have lost the spirit of independence. They do not understand what being independent is and what it meant and how we got it. But here we are. Now we've lost it. And it's concerning, because I'm concerned, as I'm certain you both are, about the children, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren,
absolutely,
and the future
absolutely
generations of this nation.
And one of the big, this is Ron, I got to jump back in or else Donald will talk, will filibuster. You know, Southerners are just filibuster.
They're good at that, aren't they?
Yeah, but, you know, in Punished with Poverty, we pointed out just the point that you're making is that it's not just economic poverty that we're beset with. It's a spiritual poverty. It's a poverty in which people have lost the sense of community, of kith and kin. The Old South people would talk about the kith and kin. That would be, I didn't say kith and kin, I said kith and kin, and that means your friends, your neighbors, your blood relation, are those who are are allied to you because of your neighborly responsibility within the community. We've lost that, and we've become impoverished spiritually as well. has economically and punished with poverty, we talk about reparations for the South because of the post-war enslavement of the South. But part of that reparations is the ability to rule ourselves as sovereign states. And with that, we can regain that sense of community, that sense of responsibility that we have for our fellow man, men and women. This is the thing that really energizes the Kennedy brothers when we get to talk about where this punished with poverty, the South was right, why not freedom, you name it, any of our books, is the fact that we the people within our local communities and then within our sovereign states are responsible for each other. And the fact is that we have turned into not a nation of pioneers like the pioneers that settled Montana and Kansas and Nebraska and that earlier before that it settled the old South, the deep South, a sense of responsibility and a shared community. Now we look to government. And therein, we are looking to the tyrant when we look to government.
Poverty is not a respecter of persons or race. And it is a way of manipulating and controlling the people. And we see that across this great nation now in every one of our 50 states. We see it. Now, it is worse in the Deep South, and it is worse in a lot of the rural communities. Montotel County is probably one of the poorest communities, poorest counties in Missouri. And it's a rural county. And, you know, we're all about agriculture here. You know, we have the farms and we have the ranches, the cattle, the hogs, the chickens and the turkeys. We have it all, you know, but, it's a way of controlling the people. And we read that when we, studied the, little bit about what, Hillary Clinton wrote her thesis on. And it was those 8 points of how to become a socialistic state. And poverty was one of the main ones. You got to keep them poor. And you keep them poor, then you can make promises to them, which we see that every day from both sides of this arena, the Democrat Party and the Republican Party, always making promises.
Miss Beth Ann, in Punished with Poverty, Ron and I make the point that prosperity follows liberty. The less liberty you have, the more poverty you're going to have. The more poverty you're going to have, the bigger call for government. Government emergency funding, et cetera, and the more less liberty you have. So you're getting a snowball effect if you're going with the progressive agenda, more poverty, more government, more poverty. We want to go in the opposite direction. Prosperity follows liberty. We should always remember that as Americans.
And I'm going to say something that I have quoted before here on the air is about life and liberty. Those who respect life respect liberty, and those who do not, do not. And it works vice versa. We see the lies. We're going into another break here. And I'm going to open up the phone lines, gentlemen, if that's okay with you.
And Ms. Beth Ann, I'm going to back out. This laryngitis is getting me, so
okay.
You're going to have Ron there.
We'll keep Ron, and we'll keep you in our prayers, Donnie. And as a singer and a talk show host, honey and tea.
I'll do it. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. You're welcome. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, phone lines are going to be opened up. We're talking about Punished with Poverty. 877-895-5410 is the number to call to visit with Ron or Beth Ann. 877-895-5410. Oh, yeah. We'll be right back. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting right now with Ron Kennedy. You can visit their website by going to KennedyTwins.com. We're visiting about their latest book, Punished with Poverty. And if you can't tell, they're from the Deep South. Ron is from the Deep South. And Ron, we already have the phones lit up. We're going to go straight to the phones. We have Dave from Missouri. Dave, how are you today?
Well, thanks for taking my call.
You're most welcome.
You can hear me, huh?
I can hear you fine.
I was wondering about the constitutionality of the 14th Amendment. Is the 14th Amendment constitutional?
Oh, what a wonderful question, Dave. Address that in The South Was Right. Matter of fact, there's just about a whole chapter. There's an addendum, two addendums in that. But to answer your question, no, the 14th nor the 15th Amendment were never constitutionally ratified. Now, they were quote enacted, that is, at the point of a bayonet placed on in the Constitution. But no, neither one of those amendments are constitutionally ratified. But you have to realize that post-war,
the radical Republicans used their victory in their invasion of the South to really change. They destroyed the legitimate, constitutionally limited republic and replaced it with a supreme federal government. Or Don and I refer to it as the federal empire because it became an empire in the Confederate States of America, a democratically elected sovereign nation, became the first colonial property of this federal empire. But to answer your question, no, it was never constitutionally ratified.
All right, we're going to go to Chase from Texas. Chase, how are you today?
Well, Merry Christmas, y'all. I don't really know much about all that because that just makes your head spin, or at least mine. I wanted to kind of point out some things that Obama has done to us, the American people. Remember the lead smelting plant there in southern Missouri?
Yes,
I remember
do.
The name.
Herculaneum,
yes,
I believe.
Ma'am. Well, I think in the first 100 days, Mr. Trump needs to open that back up. And what President Obama has done to the Johnson Space Center here in Houston, Texas, is absolutely horrible. He has made them folks, them brilliant-minded people, study Abrahamic religion. I'm a Christian, but those people don't need to be worrying about Muslim studies and outreach. Mm-hmm. And thirdly, you know, these light bulbs, these corkscrew light bulbs with the mercury in it?
Yes, sir.
Those are genuine hazards. That is a legitimate environmental hazard. When one breaks, you have to leave the area, it says, for 4 hours and have proper PPE gear to clean it up. Those really need to be gotten rid of. And just so many things. Remember when they took an analog signal away from us when we had regular rabbit ears?
I do.
Gave it digital stream? Well, I don't know if we'll ever get that back because analog signal is the most reliable signal, but I would sure like to see that come back. An issue that I'm most passionate about and have been for a long time is the future of water in this country. Mm. You know, a few years ago here in Texas, we had a massive drought, and thank God it started raining again. But the North American Water Power Alliance, this is a plan that's been on the books since the 50s, and it basically reroutes rivers from Alaska down through the West. It will spur agriculture. It will generate so much electricity that it would be phenomenal of what we could do to get this project going. Now, it would take 20 to 30 years, but the amount of people that would be put to work, water generation, agriculture, the West Coast would not be in the drought that it's in right now. There's so many things. The future is so bright. And honestly, ma'am, I'll be 34 in January. I was very fatalistic about, you know, what the future holds. And as a Christian, I guess that's kind of contradictory, but you know, I'm feeling good. I know everybody's feeling good. They can pull anything, but I just give it to the Lord, through the blood of Jesus, and everything's going to be all right, and y'all have a Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you, Chase. I appreciate that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want a quick comment. So many of the issues that the caller was very concerned about all could be resolved. Take for instance, say water rights. You know, the Clean Air and Water Act, the way it's been interpreted, these are federal laws, but the way they've been interpreted by federal bureaucrats gives the federal government the right to declare wetlands anywhere where a flight of getting this is actually part of their federal decision, where a flight of geese could glance down and see enough water to land in. Well, that is wetlands, and it doesn't belong to you. You thought you owned that property, but it no longer belongs to you. You have to get federal permission to drain that wetland or to farm that wetland or to do anything else that would impair that wetland. All of these types of rules, laws, regulations, issue and forth from the tyranny of the federal empire could be resolved if the states had the right again to nullify federal laws that were onerous, that the people felt were unconstitutional. It all comes down to the matter of who should be the ultimate decider of federal constitutionality? Does the federal government get to decide if it is constitutional, or do we, the people, get to decide? According to the original system, it was the people of the states who had the ultimate ability and the ultimate authority. Go back and read the Virginia and Kentucky resolves of 1798. Penned by Thomas Jefferson and James Madison.
I was reading a little bit of that earlier yesterday, and it's just amazing. The wisdom of our founding fathers never ceases to amaze me. And it's like they foresaw everything. And, of course, they did, because they'd already lived through it. They'd already lived through a federal government. It was a king, but it was still the same thing. Now we have King D.C., king government, that's trying to dictate and manipulate and take your land. It's all about taking the land for whatever reason. You know, they can claim all these national monuments they want, but it is taking it from the people, taking our natural resources and binding them up where they cannot be used. It's just amazing to me the wisdom that our founding fathers had when you go back and you read their writings. I was going to mention, too, you know, the language. Now, I'm going to stop right here. You mentioned about waterways. And that is coming out of, and I'm sure this is not a foreign concept to you, Agenda 21. And that is where it was not ratified, but yet we're having to live by those rules because they're pushing it there in the bureaucracy of our D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals. And so we have to deal with view sheds and watersheds, and we have to pay a tax. I mean, there's the gentleman that called from Missouri. He's down in a part of the southern part of the state where they're paying a penalty off of the, or a tax, whatever you want to call it, of the rainwater coming off their roof, or if they don't have the driveways or the concrete just right, and they're paying a tax. And it is just absolutely ridiculous what the American people have put up with. I was going to read another thing that we hear constantly, the lying and the language, that we are a democracy. And we are not a democracy.
No, we are not.
What is the difference?
The founding fathers were very specific on that. They wanted to avoid a mob. They called it mobocracy, or some of them did, mobocracy. And they were wanting to avoid what happened in France during the French Revolution, which is the ultimate democracy. No, we are a republic, or a representative republic, composed of sovereign states. That's why we call it a republic of republics.
I'm gonna read this, and this is the definition. What is the difference between a republic and a democracy? A republic is a representative government ruled by the law, the Constitution. A democracy is a direct government ruled by the majority, a mob rule. Ruled by the majority? A republic recognizes the unalienable rights of the individuals, while democracies are only concerned with groups' wants or needs, the public good. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Visit KennedyTwins.com. KennedyTwins.com. I want you to order the book. These books are perfect for Christmas gifts. Punished with Poverty. And we will be right back.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
As the holidays and winter approaches, we'll spend more and more time inside. Reading is a great winter pastime. Galaxy Press brings to you a saga of the year 3000, Battlefield Earth by L. Ron Hubbard. With all the reality we've dealt with in the last several months, let's leave the realm and enter the world of imagination and science fiction. Battlefield Earth has it all. Suspense, pathos, politics, war, humor, diplomacy, and intergalactical finance. Purchase for yourself or as a gift. Add to your family library. Wait, there's more. Make it a family time. Pop in the audio CDs. The family will listen to the story told with real actors and sound effects. Get the popcorn ready and take the family far away while staying at home. Order the book. Order the audio set. Go to battlefieldearth.com. Before Star Wars, there was Battlefield Earth. In the year 3000, mankind fighting extinction. War came to Earth. battlefieldearth.com. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com. Known for his science fiction, L. Ron Hubbard actually grew up around old frontiersmen and cowboys. With Western roots, Hubbard loved the West and understood the spirit of the American cowboy. Family stories of Western tradition, good guys fighting the bad guys. Will the good guys win? Books or their outstanding audio series produced by Galaxy Press in the fashion of the old-time radio, only better, complete with actors and sound effects that will transport you back to the West in that story and time. Perfect stocking stuffers. Stories like Branded Outlaw, Cattle King for a Day, Under the Die Hard Brand, Death Awaits at Sundown, and Devil's Manhunt, and many more. Christmas is rapidly approaching. These Western series books and audios are perfect gifts. In the stocking or lassoed up in brown paper and tied with a cowboy knot. Take your family west this Christmas. Cowboy up and get shopping. GalaxyPress.com. Bring America back home on the range to our Western heritage. GalaxyPress.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I want you to visit KennedyTwins.com. That's KennedyTwins.com. You can also order the book. I believe you told me it was on Amazon. Punished with Poverty. But if you go to KennedyTwins.com, you're going to see the other books. You're going to be able to read a little bit about them and kind of see what they're doing. And they do speaking. And they will come and speak in your area if you give them a holler and ask them, and they'll tell you how to get that done. Punished with Poverty is the current book. Now, we have a caller from Texas. We have Davey. Davey, how are you today?
Good morning, Miss Beth Ann. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, sir.
Did you get some free air conditioning over there?
Yes. I'm done with it.
Isn't that great?
Little Miss Beth Ann doesn't care for the winter too much, but, you know, I deal with it.
We really like the free air conditioning down south here. It helps kill the bugs, you know.
Well, it does do that. It does do that.
Well, I had a couple of questions for your right honorable guest there. Number one, I would appreciate if he could briefly discuss the effect of the 13th Amendment that they put in there with the point of the bayonet after the war for Southern independence. And after that, I was going to ask him if he'd ever read the chapter on the Civil War in Eustace Mullins' book, The Curse of Canaan.
All right.
Okay. Let me answer the second question first. No, I have not. It sounds like something I probably would be interested in reading. Unfortunately, you should see my library. I've got so many books I have yet to read.
Amen. I hear you there.
Say, I wanted to give you a heads up. I know where there's a private library in Baird, Texas, of Colonel Dyer, collected those works, and it's a private library, but there's literally hundreds and hundreds of books written after the War for Southern Independence. And if you're ever in the neighborhood there, just stop by and ask about it. I'm sure they'll let you look at it. But in the book, The Curse of Canaan, the chapter in the Civil War, there's a mention in there as to why Mississippi was penalized with economic deprivation after the war. I lived in Memphis back when they shot Martin Luther King there, and I used to have milk and cookies with Ms. Horn up in Horn Lake, Mississippi. Anyway,
you were in what we call God's country, if he was in that part of the world. But listen, first of all, I love your accent. You have a great southern accent, so don't let anybody tell you they can't understand you. It's only because northerners don't talk the right way. I don't know what's wrong with them. Every time I go up north, I have to take my wife. I take my wife with me. She's from Nebraska, and she has to translate for me when we're visiting her relatives up there.
In the Midwest, we're a little bit of everything here.
Well, on the 13th Amendment, yes, it was. It was passed. There was. You know, the interesting thing about the 13th Amendment that was eventually passed is that it was the second one that was offered. The first 13th Amendment, which was presented to the states at the beginning of the war, and several northern states went ahead and ratified the first original 13th Amendment, and Lincoln approved it. It was an amendment which would have guaranteed slavery where it now exists for in perpetuity, essentially. And all the South had to do was to come back into the Union, you know, and that amendment would have been passed. But the South wasn't fighting for slavery. The South was fighting to be free of the confiscatory taxation that the Northern Congress had put upon the South. People, and this is what, in Punished with Poverty, we point this out. The South, from the beginning, from the colonial era, was the most prosperous, the richest part of America. Per capita, we were wealthier than the people in Great Britain during the colonial era. But that was taken away from us through confiscatory taxation, tariffs. That's why the South left the Union. They wasn't fighting to keep their slaves. Most Southerners, by the way, knew that slavery was going. White Southerners knew that slavery was an endangered species, as it was, and it was soon to be done away with. But no, first to 13th Amendment was totally opposite of what the second one was. The second one was again part of the conditions for coming back into the Union, from which we could not, they had claimed we couldn't secede from, but in order to get back into the Union, in which we could not secede from, we had to pass the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments. The 13th Amendment, all the legitimate post-war Southern state legislatures passed it with no problem. The 14th and 15th Amendments, they rejected.
You know, the allodial title that the states had, the people who inhabited the states before the War for Southern Independence, the people had a title and allodium to their land. And that went out after the so-called Civil War also.
Well, we're going to do a show on that. I haven't found my expert on the allodials yet, but I have some listeners that actually still have allodial titles.
I'd like to commemorate my seventh-grade English teacher who taught also Archie Manning in junior high school, but she really had
We're about out of time. Dave, we're going to have to let you go. We're about out of time. Ron, we're just down to about a minute and 20 seconds here. It's the fastest hour of the day. I don't know if you've noticed that. I want to have you back because there's so much more I want to talk about with you guys. And let's talk about the Punished with Poverty. We see so much of this right now. And I was telling you that in these I'm trying to find it here real quickly. In the eight ways to to make a complete socialistic state. And number two is poverty. Increase the poverty level as high as possible. Poor people are easier to control and will not fight back if you are providing everything for them to live. And it goes on
Absolutely.
With debt. And it goes on
Absolutely.
With debt, meaning it would create more poverty. And that's what they want. So I'm going to let you kind of, let's push the book and let's see if we can get some people to order that.
Again, in Punish with Poverty, we point out that the both black and white Southerners were intentionally impoverished by the federal government for the purpose of using the South and the Southern people as a channel to the federal empire. The key is to regain the rights of real states' rights.
Mm-hmm.
Donald and I are pushing in our newsletter. If you go to our website, click down, you'll see the newsletter. We're pushing something called Project 2020, in which we want to see a ballot initiative in every southern state and then every friendly red state that we have in order to acknowledge a constitutional amendment acknowledging the right of real states' rights, inclusive of the right of state nullification and secession. So this is a movement. This is something that's going to happen, and I do believe that we, for the first time, have the opportunity and the chance to regain real states' rights, restore a constitutionally limited republic.
Let's get back together again here real soon, Ron, okay?
I would love to. Thank you very much for the time.
You're just the perfect fit for this show. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. I want you to visit KennedyTwins.com and order the book, Punished with Poverty. It's going to take all of us, from sea to shining sea, to bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.